From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Two major European football associations called on FIFA's president to resign ahead of presidential elections planned for Friday. The United States filed charges of lies, corruption, and bribery against the sport's international governing body on Wednesday. 47 counts were filed against 14 current and former top officials. The president of the Union of European Football Associations, the French football legend Michel Platini, spoke openly about the FIFA scandal and took issue with FIFA president Sepp Blatter's refusal to resign. Meanwhile, Blatter spoke to reporters today.
I cannot monitor everyone all of the time. If people want to do wrong, they will also try to hide it. But it must fall to me to bear the responsibility for the reputation and well-being of our organization and to find a way forward to fix things.
Meanwhile, the German Football Association has also demanded Blatter's resignation, citing the credibility issue with him. Iran's foreign minister says he is hopeful that Iran and a group of world powers can reach a final agreement on Tehran's nuclear program within a reasonable period of time. However, Mohammad Javad Zarif also said during a visit to Greece Thursday that there will be no agreement if there are excessive demands by other nations involved in the negotiations. Iran and the group of Britain, China, France, Russia, the U.S., and Germany have given themselves until June 30th to reach a final deal curbing Iran's nuclear activity. VOA News. Malaysia's deputy home affairs minister says the government believes 139 people are buried in a group of graves discovered in a remote location on the country's border with Thailand. The minister spoke to reporters Thursday and said that investigators believe that one body in each of the graves discovered rather than multiples, as was first suspected. Over two dozen people are undergoing precautionary treatment for anthrax after the U.S. military accidentally shipped live samples of the deadly bacteria to civilian commercial labs in nine states and a military lab in South Korea. Officials say four laboratory workers in the United States, along with 22 personnel at Osan Air Force Base outside of Seoul, may have been exposed to the anthrax that was shipped from a base in Utah. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Thursday that defense officials are looking at ways to enhance efforts to train and equip pro-government forces in Iraq as they battle Islamic State fighters. Speaking to reporters traveling with him on a trip to Asia, Carter said recent events in Iraq, where the militants seized the provincial capital of the sprawling Anbar province, have shown the need for a capable ground partner. The United Nations says a dramatic escalation in the conflicts raging in Africa's Sahel region has increased suffering for millions of people. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations says providing emergency humanitarian aid to millions of people in the Sahel has become more complex and dangerous. It says problems of acute child malnutrition and food insecurity, of disease epidemics and natural disasters can no longer be tackled within a specific country alone. It says they have become regional problems and arise from the death, displacement, and destruction of property caused by conflict. The UN Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Sahel, Robert Piper, says in just 1 year, the number of people displaced inside and outside their countries in the region has jumped from 1.6 million to 3.5 million. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Burundi's Catholic Church says it's withdrawing its support of the country's upcoming elections after weeks of political unrest. Burundi's Catholic bishops released a statement Thursday saying it's asking its clergy who serve on electoral commissions to step down from those commissions. Conservationists say the elephant population in Mozambique has shrunk nearly 50% in the past 5 years because of poaching. The Wildlife Conservation Society made the report this week that the number of elephants in Mozambique totals about 10,300 today as compared to 20,000 5 years ago. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.